Time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone today. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
Thanks for taking time to talk with us this morning.
I'm happy to. It's always good for me to stop and reflect on what's been going on. And this week, I messed up.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, I'm human. And so I'm having a conversation with someone. And I was a bit harsh and I was a bit judgmental. It was not my most skillful moment. So, you know, I can justify it that, as you may recall, the amygdala, that little part of our brain, the primitive part of our brain, it goes much faster than the thinking part of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the amygdala was talking for me, and it was not good. You know, and so here's a couple reflections on this. It was, in some ways, I was speaking my experience, but I was doing what the book Crucial Conversations calls a sucker's choice. They say a sucker's choice is when you say, I just had to be honest, even though I had to bring them down to do it. I was just maintaining my integrity. Or my other choice is to be kind and say nothing. And they call that, the Crucial Conversations authors call that a sucker's choice, because it's an either or. And there is an and, right? The and is, how can I have a candid conversation without creating bad feelings, without attacking?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I think back, you know, so they suggest, which I think is start with the heart, which is a great sentiment, and start with, well, what do you really want to happen here? What do you not want to have happen? And what do you want for the other person as well? You know what, CJ? I know this stuff. I teach this stuff, but of course, you know, I'm human and it happened. But here's the second part that I feel really good about.
Okay.
Is that I felt icky. You know when you do something and you mess up and you feel icky?
Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, we all do. And often when I feel icky, I'm beating myself up thinking, I know better. That was really, you know, that was really bad. You know, I noticed myself beating myself up. And I used to think that I should keep that going. Just to, I don't know.
Chastise yourself so you never ever do it again.
Maybe. To make me a better person if I beat myself up. And you know what happens, though? When I'm, in the past, if I'm so harsh on myself, I don't know that I could, I'd still be inclined to blame them for what they did or didn't do. I'd still be inclined to be a bit defensive because it hurts to beat myself up when I mess up. And so this time I noticed it. I thought, you know, yeah, I messed up, and I can correct it. I can apologize. I can try to have a more skillful conversation, but I don't have to stay here in the, look what you did, you're just so terrible. And it was so different, because when I went to apologize, I could do it from a more centered place. I didn't apologize like, I didn't feel a need to defend myself. I didn't feel a need to blame the other person. And I also didn't feel a lot of shame around it. I messed up. People mess up all the time. And I thought, gosh, that's really freeing. And it reminded me of this Dalai Lama quote that I've used before on our show. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. And so when I was thinking about this conversation, I mean, the first part is if I had been more skillful, I would have been more compassionate. Candid, but compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part was, because I have gotten a bit more practice in noticing what's going on, like, why do I feel crummy? What was that about? That conversation, I wouldn't want that replayed at the videotape of my life. So what can I do about it? But not stay stuck in the awful self-flagellation phase.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I also get, and reading a lot of this neuroscience, I mean, we've talked about that a lot in terms of brain science, is that if I just frame it as practice, okay, there was a practice session where I didn't do so well on an important conversation, but I can get better. The more I pay attention, the more I strive to be intentional. So I feel a lot more hopeful and a lot less miserable having had that experience this week. We've all got it.
We do.
We all do, and we can work our way through it without at least less pain anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my lesson.
Very good. And thanks for sharing it, because now maybe one or two of us won't have to do exactly that same thing.
But if we do, we can forgive ourselves.
Exactly.
Thank you, CJ.
Thank you, Marcia.
Bye-bye.
Bye.